Jesus said unto them, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. Some fell upon stony places. Some fell amongst thorns. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. It has been my great privilege for many years to have had a part in the sowing of the precious seed in the land of Kenya. And truly it has fallen on many different places, but has brought forth fruit. In Kenya, a country with a growing population, now estimated at 43 million, and with 42% of its population under the age of 14, it is obvious that a ministry amongst children and youth would present great opportunities for the gospel. Since coming to Kenya, I have been involved in Sunday school work, which has grown over the years. Presently, we have over 60 teachers in 30 Sunday schools in the 20 areas where the Bible Christian Faith Church have churches and outreach works. Last year, through the Sunday school ministry, we were in contact with over 2,000 children. Children from varied backgrounds and communities, some in the towns and some in remote areas. But the seed is the same, and the hearts have the same problem, that of sin. Annually, a 3-day Sunday school teacher conference gives the opportunity to train and encourage teachers in this special ministry. Examinations and prize giving at the end of every Sunday school year are a great encouragement to attendance, which always improves after such meetings. And it is also an effective means of outreach to the parents and the families of our Sunday school children. While it still is relatively easy to get children to attend Sunday school in Kenya, attendance shows a significant decline as children get older, and a major challenge is presented in the teenage years when children move into teens classes. Gillian Gillespie works with the teenagers and values prayer for this area of ministry. As well as this Sunday school ministry, as a missionary team, we have the great privilege of sowing the precious seed to children and young people on a daily basis. The Christian Academy in Lecce gives us great opportunities for the sowing of the precious seed, but it does present many administrative challenges. The greatest challenge would be that of finance. Fees must be paid to keep the school running, and often parents struggle to do that. 85% of the school's expenditure is covered by what the parents pay. One major expense is catering for almost 600 students every day, with 400 of them boarding. We also pay salaries of 24 teachers and 38 office and support staff. We are very grateful for the gifts we receive, which alleviate this financial burden. and for the generous donation of a generator, which has solved the problem of our erratic electricity supply. The Academy is run under the direction of a school board. Reverend Kendigore is the chairman and Noreen McAfee the secretary and head teacher of the school. The Academy is continuously under scrutiny by the local and wider communities and also by the Ministry of Education in Kenya. All want to see our examination results. And we know that for the students themselves, it is vital that they perform to their best in order to gain entrance to colleges and universities and ultimately to get employment. Competition for jobs is very high in a country where unemployment is 40%. But as God's servants, we never lose sight of the fact that the Academy was established to meet the great spiritual needs of students. The school gives us enormous opportunities to do just that. Every morning in assembly, up on 600 children hear the word of God. Every evening in devotions, every Friday when pastors and missionaries take a special class called Pastoral Program Instruction. Every Wednesday in the weekly prayer meeting, every Lord's Day in Bible classes and the church worship service. The claims of the Word of God are brought before the children. We have seen fruit in the lives of the students. Some have accepted Christ. Saved students have grown in grace, and many ask profitable questions from the Scriptures. But we are very aware that many hearts are hard and stony, and the seed has often been sown amongst thorns, but there is always the good ground. Ours is to continue to pray and sow. Our bookshops in Kitale and Mokutana are open 6 days a week. The precious seed of God's word is on display every day. We now have regular customers from as far away as Nairobi. Last year we sold over 2,700 Bibles. We are greatly indebted to all who supply us with books and Bibles, both new and second hand. We have several people who await these consignments of books with great anticipation and who come in to leave books over until such times as they can afford them. It was on a dull, rainy day when these books arrived. And as often happens, the electricity goes out and we are in darkness. But we thank God for the light of the gospel contained in all these new arrivals. Every week, ministers, pastors, elders and laymen in the pulpits of BCFC present the truth of the gospel. Souls have been saved and added to the church. It is always a joy to attend baptismal services and to witness believers obey the Lord in this way. Do remember all these men in the Bible Christian Faith Church. Pray for God's special anointing upon them as they lead the work. Pray particularly for the ministers and pastors that God will give them great burden of heart and increase vision for the extending of God's work in Kenya. The Reverend Nathaniel Kendigore Nalija Paraiwa. Pastor Asia. Pastor Emmanuel Lilimo and his wife Lillian. Pastor Elias Koske and his wife Ryle. Pastor Simon Omoyo and his wife Viola. Pastor Andrew Chipto and his wife Mercy. In the BCFC work, the ministry amongst the women is another area where great opportunities are open to us. And in African culture, women have great responsibilities and influence in the home. Women's meetings are held weekly And every year they have an annual conference lasting 4 days.
Yesu Kristo alitenga kutoka katika makanisa mengine.
Kenya is a beautiful country with a very pleasant climate, which makes it a popular destination for many tourists. And tourism is now Kenya's largest foreign exchange earner. But Kenya is becoming a difficult field of service. Security in the country is often under threat. We have frequent border problems. Kenya borders Tanzania, Uganda, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia, with the waters of the Indian Ocean to the south. The Indian Ocean has been a haven for Somali pirates. At the end of 2011, after much intimidation, Kenya deployed its troops to push back Al-Shabaab from its border. There have been several terrorist incidents in Kenya, and some weeks ago, on a Sunday morning, when people were worshipping, a Roman Catholic church and a Protestant church were attacked in Garissa. 16 people were killed. It is sad that Al-Shabaab has encouraged Kenyan young people to join its ranks. Kenya is rated 5th in the world for road carnage and the highest on the continent of Africa. Last year, 3,800 people died on Kenyan roads. We do ask you to pray for us as we travel on the roads in Kenya and for our people who use these public means of transport. We fear for their safety. 1.5 million people are living with AIDS in Kenya. We are often in contact with those who suffer from this disease. It is particularly difficult when we have to deal with those who are the innocent victims and have been infected through unfaithful husbands or wives. While every new political leader begins his term with many promises in dealing with corruption, it just gets worse. The media tell us that the average Kenyan gives 15 bribes a month just to receive the normal services due to him. Even the educational system is not exempt, as we often read about the cheating and leakages in national examinations. How difficult it is for God's people in Kenya to live honestly under such pressure from corruption in every walk of life. Half of Kenya's population live below the poverty line. This means that most survive, but only just. In rural life, many look for any means to get income, producing charcoal, and the sale of firewood is one common activity. Many look for aid, and often the church is seen as a place for material help rather than a place for the spiritually needy, where people offer their hearts and lives to the Lord for his work and the extending of the kingdom of God in their land. Like all countries, Kenya has religion. African traditional religion is 10% of the population. Islam, 10%. The influence and force of Islam within the country is certainly on the increase. What do they believe? On this mosque, it is displayed for all to see. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Muhammad and Jesus are messengers of Allah. In the last few years, many small mosques have been erected in towns and villages. Roman Catholicism is 33% of the population, and Protestants make up 45%. So we are told that Kenya is a Christian country. Yes, we can say that there is much activity, that goes on using the name Christian. But practically, biblical Christianity and true conversion of heart and life is the exception rather than the rule. There is a famine of the doctrinal teaching of the Word of God and scriptural worship, but we cannot say that there is a famine of churches. In a radius of 3 miles around a small town like Capanguria, where I live, I counted 15 denominations, and of course the cults are there. There is a lot of charismatic influence, and it can be said of many in Kenya that this people draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. What does all this mean for missionary work in Kenya? Do we say there are too many problems, too many obstacles? Have we not done enough? Do we give up? Or do we continue to sow the seed? We ask you, as God's servant David did to his brother, is there not a cause? Yes, there is. We must go on while the opportunity is there and while the door is still open, remembering the scriptural truth that says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. Will you continue to faithfully support God's servants, both national and missionary, as you have done over these many years, being assured that we are laborers together with God?